We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Mark James Show is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Gordon Airy Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
To be honest, it's boring. And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
He's setting up, and we'll see, to move on. Now, listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on, and they walk to the abyss, and they look down, and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear.
The voice of Adam Schefter tonight on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown. He was talking about Tom Brady, and he went through the whole machination of everything about, you know, him putting his helmet on the market, his trainer and co-founder of TB12, Alex Guerrero, putting his home on the market, just all the him being a free agent at the start of the NFL new year in March of next year, 2020. And, you know, Adam Schefter's usually just reports, but he's like, if you look at all these things, and yes, this isn't anything new that we didn't know prior to tonight or yesterday or last week or last month. But when Schefter talks about it, it sort of makes you think that could this be Tom Brady's last year with the Patriots? Now, I'm not worried about any of the 31 other NFL teams or even the Tennessee Titans, which seem to be this sort of consensus favorite of him going to play for his buddy Mike Vrabel. Here's my question to all of you at 617-779-7937. Why? Why would you taint your legacy of being in the number one sports city in the country, if not the world, Boston, where you've won six and perhaps by the time next March rolls around, seven Super Bowls as the Patriots are going to 7-0 in the next 7 minutes until this game is over? Why? Is there something great in Nashville, Music City, there, besides playing for your buddy Mike Vrabel? They don't have any great talent. They don't have, maybe they could bring in Antonio Brown. Sure. Yeah. I could see them wanting to appease Tom Brady. But when you play 20 years for a team in the National Football League, not even arguably the greatest quarterback in NFL history prior to Tom Brady, Joe Montana did that. Not even the greatest receiver in NFL history. And some people thought maybe the greatest player in NFL history, Jerry Rice, did that. You know who did that? Walter Payton, John Elway, Lawrence Taylor. They did that. And so to me, it means more when you stay in one place, especially a place where, I mean, this isn't the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Cincinnati Bengals. This is the New England Patriots. And to deal with sports talk crazies, and as Brady calls the media culture these days, the blame and shame atmosphere, which he isn't wrong about, and to do it in this town, for an entire generation. So I was thinking about this the other day. If you were in third grade, you were in fourth or fifth grade in 2000, and like, yeah, but like 2000, Tom Brady's rookie year where he didn't get to play. You were like, okay, you're in fourth or fifth grade. When he won his first Super Bowl in 2001, so let's just say at the time, you're 10 years old when he won it, in 2001. You are now almost 30. Think about that. An entire generation grew up on Tom Brady here and are continuing to grow up. Fathers became grandfathers. Grandfathers became great-grandfathers. Boys became men. And men became fathers. You're talking 2 decades in one place. Folks, this isn't yesteryear. This isn't the days of Johnny Unitas. And I mean, look at all the greatest athletes in their respective sports. Michael Jordan didn't play with one team. Played with two. Wayne Gretzky played with like 5 teams. Okay? I mean, the list goes on and on of players who, Willie Mays. I mean, we could go on and on. And for me, like, when you look at guys like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, they did it in one place. And it means more. And I think Tom Brady, who is so image conscious about the brand TB12, about his legacy. Legacy is everything, man. You go to Tennessee or any of the other 31 franchises, guess what? I am sorry, but that legacy is tainted. And I, you know, usually when you say the word tainted, it's by a scandal or something. No, no, no. It's tainted by another uniform. It's tainted because you decided to take something, like you became the biggest sports hero in the greatest sports city in the country, if not the world, bigger than Ted Williams, Larry Bird, Bobby Orr, Big Poppy, David Ortiz. The list goes on and on. And you're going to change that to go play in another uniform? So, does he have that ability for the first time in his career? Sure. Do I think it will happen? No. No chance in hell. The one thing that they have to worry about, and I mean they being the Patriots, is the fact that maybe Tom Brady, if he wins the 7th Super Bowl, that he says that I've had it, it's over, I need to go out on top. And here's the thing. The Patriots aren't going to three-peat. You know, I don't think no team in the Super Bowl era has ever three-peated. Never. The Dallas Cowboys didn't do in the 90s. The San Francisco 49ers didn't do in the late 80s, early 90s. They got knocked out by the Giants and Leonard Marshall in the NFC title game when they were on the precipice of three-peating. So that's it. So the Patriots tonight, they're up 33-0 with under 6 minutes left in the game, about 6:07. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. The Patriots have 19 interceptions on the year, their defense. 19 in 7 games. And you know this defense right now, they want this shutout. You know, they're 6 minutes left, and they want to make a statement and just show that Jets, we've shut out 2 teams within a division on the road. The Dolphins 43-0 and the Jets 33-0 and counting. Remarkable. But not only is this a testament to how great Tom Brady and this team is, it's also an indictment of how pathetic the New York jokes are, because that's what they are. They're a complete joke. And tonight was a night to show the world that we're not the same old Jets anymore, that we've got a legitimate franchise quarterback. We're at home. Monday Night Football's here, and you get bitch slapped 33-0? Are you kidding me? That's embarrassing. That's utter. And I'll be the first to tell you, I was wrong. I knew the Patriots would win tonight. I didn't think they'd cover. I thought they'd win by less than 10 or 9.5 points. I really did. But yet, here they are doing what they do best. Sony Michel has 3 touchdown rushing touchdowns in this game. And here's the weird thing. It's the most bizarre individual box score for Sony Michel. He's got three touchdown rushing touchdowns, but he's averaging 2.5 yards per carry. And they're the three of the easiest touchdowns. And the Patriots O-line are absolutely blowing this sort of vaunted Jets defense off the line all night long. Tom Brady hasn't gotten touch. Here's the thing that bothers me. The Patriots are at their own 20 right now with 4:20 to go. Yes, they're handing off the ball. Sony Michel gets stuffed in the backfield for another four-yard loss. His yards per carry will go down even more. Why is Tom Brady in the game? Get him out of there. You got the gauntlet coming up. There's no need. We get it. Put Stidham back in. Put Stidham in the game. Let him finish it out. Just make sure Stidham doesn't throw a pick six like he did against the Jets. His first action. Make sure he doesn't do that. But stop it. Just like get him out of the game. Now Sony Michel is apparently a little bit banged up. So we'll see what happens here. But it's over. Don't mess with fire. Just don't do it. 617-779-7937. We have something that Sam Darnold said prior to tonight's game. He literally said this. So I don't want to give it away. So I'm just going to let open mouth, insert foot, eating crow, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, once we get all the guys, right now we're just missing Chris. Once all the guys are back together, I think, you know, we're unstoppable as an offense, or we can be. It's just up to us how much we execute or how well we go out there and play. So it's really up to us, you know, how many points we score. I think we're capable of scoring so many points. And with our offensive line, too, the way they played last game, you know, with the way we've been running the ball and the way they've been protecting, you know, I think sky's the limit for us.
Wow. If that's not the soundbite of the night. Did you say like the toilet bowl's the limit or sky's the limit? As the big old Glenn Ordway comes up to the glass and gives me a very friendly middle finger. Well, I can tell you tonight, speaking of middle fingers, the Patriots came in to MetLife Stadium tonight. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Can we get the Stone Cold Steve Austin music, Brian? I want to hear it. I want to hear the glass breaking and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they came in with a two middle finger salute to all of 72,500 fans at MetLife Stadium with a double middle finger salute. And they are basically cracking beers and drinking them, sort of like figuratively speaking. But what a absolute joke this is. And this is what the Patriots do. Here we go. And here comes the chorus right here. I love it. This is my favorite part. Da-na-da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Here we go. It's coming, I promise you. It's coming. Wow. Yeah, this was a Stone Cold Steve Austin-like performance for the Patriots tonight as they are punting and they're trying to preserve the 33-0 shutout. And there was a fumble by the Jets, and the Patriots recover at the Jets' 28-yard line. When it rains, it pours. The seven-time Pro Bowler, Matthew Slater. Oh, and by the way, and guess who fumbled the ball? The former Patriots fifth-round pick, Braxton Berrios. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Braxton Berrios. And now you know why Bill kept Gunnar Olszewski from Bemidji State over you. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Unbelievable. Insult to injury. Now you see why Belichick kept Gunner. Oh, shit. So now the Patriots are driving yet again. They are driving yet again, and they're just going to hand the ball off. All right, I've said enough. Steve DiAssi, Fred Smirlis. I got to get some gift certificates to Fred and Steve's steakhouse. I haven't been there yet. I've been talking about this for a long time. Let's get Steve DiAssi in here real quick before we let the real post-game show start. I want to talk to Steve DiAssi for a second. Steve, you might have missed it. So if 33-0 shutout wasn't bad enough, two guys the Patriots caught, cut. Demaryius Thomas had a bad drop tonight. Braxton Berrios just fumbled the punt, and the Patriots recovered at the Jets' 29-yard line. Put his mic on. We got to get your mic on here for a second. Here we go. Hold on. We'll get. All right, go ahead. There we go.
I know some people were thinking the Jets after their performance against the Cowboys were gonna give some sort of effort, but I mean, the Patriots just came out and put them in their place and they accepted their place and that was that. It was just amazing.
Was this not just the biggest ass whooping? Just sort of, I gave the Stone Cold Steve Austin 2 middle finger salute. All right, the real post game show. Freddie Smirlis is in the house, Mr. Greek. And Steve DiAssi, Glenn Ordway coming up next. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back in for Mutt tomorrow night, 6 to 10 p.m. right here on WEEI. If you miss any of tonight's Mark James show, remember, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text APP, A-P-P, to 37937.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.